and I'll just trim it. So
I'm good. Everyone, I don't have a microphone, so I'm going to have to be really loud. I'm going to call this public hearing to order. Everyone, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance and remain standing for a moment of silence. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Everyone can be seated. I apologize for the lack of microphones or TVs. We're doing some remodeling in here with the wallpaper, and when they took that off, they had to, you know, do some respackling and whatnot. We had a mold issue a little bit, so it wasn't a bad mold issue. It was just we needed to replace the we need to replace the wallpaper, and with the renovation of the chamber, it was a good time. So. Vicki, would you like to give the announcements?
Sure. Fire evacuation plan. Please note that in the event of an emergency, the fire department has requested that legislators and all others move at least one block away from the county office building in order not to impede the firefighters in their duties. Cell phones. Please silence cell phones for the duration of the public hearing. Roll call. Archer.
Present.
Bartels.
Here.
Collins. DeLon.
Here.
Donaldson.
Here.
Eckert.
Here.
Fabiano. Gerentine.
Here.
Green.
Here.
Haynes.
Here.
Hepner.
Here.
Litz.
Here.
Lopez.
Here.
Mayo.
Here.
Maloney James. Maloney Joseph.
Here.
Nolan.
Here.
Petit.
Here.
Roberts.
Here.
Rodriguez.
Present.
Ronk.
Here.
Waro.
Here.
And Waltman.
Here.
20 present and 3 absent. Tonight's public hearing is on the proposed acquisition for public purpose of property for the construction of the Kingston Rail Trail project in the town of Hurley, town of Ulster, and city of Kingston.
Thank you, Vicki. Before we get to the public comment portion, before we get to the public hearing where the public is going to speak to us, Chris White, Deputy Director of Planning, is going to come up and give us a presentation that's required by law. Anytime we have one of these public hearings. So, Chris, the floor is yours.
Good evening. My name is Christopher White. I'm Deputy Director of Planning for Ulster County and the Project Manager for the Kingston Rail Trail Project, also known as PIN 8758.04, which is the subject of tonight's public hearing. The proposed project is located in the town of Hurley, the town of Ulster, and the city of Kingston, and will extend the existing O&W Hurley Rail Trail approximately 1.8 miles to Washington Avenue in the city of Kingston. This public hearing is required to meet the legal requirements of Article 2 of Eminent Domain Procedure Law and the requirements for federally funded transportation projects involving right-of-way acquisition. A notice of public hearing was published in the Daily Freeman for 5 consecutive days beginning on November 27, 2018. The notice was also published in 2 weekly papers, the Ulster Publishing Almanac and the Shongum Journal, on November 29, 2018 and December 6, 2018. A copy of the notice of public hearing was also sent to the 3 assessment record billing owners impacted by the project. The purpose of tonight's hearing is to provide information on the project background, the public use, benefits, and purpose, describe the location of the project and explain the reasons for the selection of the location, discuss the general effect of the project, identify the property interests the county will need to acquire in order to accomplish the project, and accept and consider public comments. The statements made during tonight's public hearing will be recorded by a stenographer. Additionally, various documents are being made available for public inspection. Those documents have been pre-marked as exhibits and will be incorporated into the record of hearing. I could read all those if you... public comments and other documents relating to the proposed project will be accepted until December 31st, 2018 and should be addressed to the Ulster County Planning Department at P.O. Box 1800, Kingston, New York, 12402. All oral and written comments and documents will be included in the public hearing record. Copies of the hearing transcript and exhibits will be available to the public without cost during normal business hours at the Ulster County Planning Department and will also be posted shortly on the planning website. Within 90 days after the record of this hearing is complete, the entire record will be delivered to the county legislature for consideration and rendering of its determinations and findings regarding the project. A brief synopsis of the legislature's determination and findings will then be published in appropriate newspapers and also mailed to the assessment record billing owners. The pre-marked exhibits that are going to be incorporated into the record and will be made available for public view include the following. Exhibit 1 is a copy of the notices submitted to the newspapers mentioned previously, along with affidavits of publication. Exhibits 2 to 4 are copies of the letter notices mailed to each of the assessment record billing owners, along with copies of certified mailing and return receipt documents. Exhibit 5 is a copy of the affidavit of mailing for the letter notices. Exhibit 6 is a copy of the final design report prepared by Barton and LeJudis, DPC, the engineering firm retained by the county to design the project. This report includes many of the technical details, including the scope and evolution, alternatives, and environmental, historical, and social factors considered. Exhibit 7 is a copy of the advanced detail 75% plans prepared by Barton and LeJudis. In addition to these pre-marked exhibits, the stenographic record of the oral public comments and all of the written comments and documents will be entered into the hearing record as Exhibit 8. And at this time, I would request that all the pre-marked exhibits be admitted into the record of the proceedings. The Kingston Rail Trail Project proposes to construct a 1.8-mile, fully accessible, non-motorized pedestrian and bicycle trail. The Kingston Rail Trail will be a 10-foot-wide, asphalt-paved trail connecting the existing Hurley Rail Trail along Route 209 to Washington Avenue in Kingston, where a small trailhead with parking will be constructed. The funding is 80% federal transportation funds and 20% state dedicated funds. The O&W Hurley Rail Trail currently extends 14.8 miles through the towns of Hurley, Marbletown, and Rochester, and eventually could connect to the village of Ellenville and Sullivan County. And this project will link the growing trail system to the city of Kingston on its northern segment. The project is proposed to follow the general alignment of the former Ontario and Western, or the O&W Railroad, most of which is a transmission and distribution corridor for Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation, and which has been used as an informal hiking and biking trail for several decades. This project will formalize and significantly improve the rustic trail, including much-needed drainage improvements, safety fencing, reconstruction of culverts, installation of a new subbase and paved surface, and resloping of the trail connection to meet ADA regulations. The proposed trail alignment is one of the two alternatives analyzed in the design report, the other being the Ulster and Delaware Railroad Corridor, or the UND, and the US Route 209 right-of-way. The O&W alternative was selected due to cost constraints and because the Ulster County Legislature delineated the UND alternative section for continued railroad use. The goals of the project are to improve quality of life for local residents, improve tourism and economic development, expand recreational opportunities, offer non-motorized transportation alternatives between the town of Hurley and the city of Kingston, and further develop an interconnected county rail trail network. The project requires acquisition of permanent easements from three businesses: Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation, Adirondack Transit Lines, and Ulster Savings Bank. The impacted properties are tax parcels 55.8-8-5, 48.17-1-10.1, 48.70-1-4. Are you getting all this?
Sorry. We have a stenographer.
I know. 48.70-1-42 and 48.71-2-1. These owners have been contacted previously, and we have met with all of them multiple times over the past 2 years or more to discuss the project and get feedback to minimize potential impacts to their properties. The county has appraised the needed easements and has made offers of just compensation to property owners based on fair market value. The county is negotiating in good faith with the property owners for the needed easements, and eminent domain would be considered only a last resort. And I would just say, off comment, Central Hudson has already donated its easement, and we have concluded negotiation of that easement, and that will be filed with the county clerk after a filing with the Public Service Commission. So that's the biggest piece of this. It is important to note that the proposed acquisitions are narrow linear trail easements along former railroad bed, currently used primarily for power transmission and distribution. This land is largely undevelopable and will not displace any businesses or residents. The future development of these parcels has been taken into consideration, and crossings of the trail will be accommodated when deemed necessary. The project is being developed in compliance with all state and federal environmental regulations, including the State Environmental Quality Review Act and the National Environmental Policy Act. All required permits will be obtained prior to construction, and it is anticipated the project will have no adverse environmental impacts. The construction of the project is scheduled to begin in 2019. This concludes the presentation, so I will turn the hearing over to legislative staff in a moment. Please note that the required format for this hearing does not allow us to respond to statements or questions at this time, but I am available following the public hearing to answer any questions. All statements and comments received this evening will be considered in the preparation of the determination and findings. Written comments, questions, and documents will be accepted by the county until the close of business on December 31st, 2018, and can be submitted to the Ulster County Planning Department. Thank you.
Thanks.
There are four additional speakers signed up, and the first speaker is John Grossmullen.
Good evening. My name is John Grossmullen. I am a Kingston resident. And
can you speak up, John?
Sure. I'm a Kingston resident, and I've started using the O&W corridor back in 1982 when I got my first mountain bike. Over the years, I watched the evolution of that corridor. The railroad tracks were removed back in 1957, and over time, nature started to take over, and plant life grew up and encroached into the corridor. Because of that, Central Hudson had done quite a bit of work over the years to maintain it. They would run their mowers through so they could work on their power lines, and that section stayed pretty clear. Pieced through the trailways property, that was always mowed, so getting through there was never a problem. The portion of it between Washington Avenue and the thruway, which is the Ulster Savings Bank portion, that had seen no maintenance whatsoever. And up until about 1990, it was still fairly passable, but then the brush took over. There were fallen trees. The trail that had been used informally since at least 82 by myself had gotten down to a single track footpath through there, and those brave enough to ride a bicycle were subject to being torn up by the thorns. Back on April 22nd, 2012, Kingston Land Trust made arrangements to come in and start cleaning that up a bit, and I went and joined them. That was the first time I'd encountered anybody else working on maintaining that corridor. And I kind of got heavily involved then. I ended up on the board of the D&H Canal Heritage Corridor Alliance when they created the O&W Rail Trail Coalition of Municipalities. I was appointed by the mayor of the city of Kingston to represent the city. I'm also involved with the Complete Streets Advisory Council for the city, Bike Friendly Kingston, the Friends of the Catskill Mountain Rail Trail. And once I had official capacity to do work on there under the license agreements that the D&H Canal Heritage Corridor Alliance had with the landowners, I put in aggressively and cleared the trail up. And remove the brush, remove the downed trees, etc. And the trail use started to grow dramatically. Originally, it was rare to encounter anybody in there. There were a few transportation users. There were homeless people living along the corridor that have since vacated.
Please wrap up your comments, John.
But that trail is heavily used by transportation users, recreational users. There's a woman with Asperger's that uses it on a daily basis, multiple times.
Your time's up.
Track team. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tour de Kingston runs down that.
The next speaker is Patrick Seeley.
Mr. Chairman and other county legislators, my name is Patrick Seeley and I represent the Hudson Valley Housing Development Fund, who has a senior housing project, affordable housing, that they have proposed that is behind Hurley Avenue and near where this trail runs. In fact, where two rail trails are located. This one, which is the O&W line, and then there's the Ulster and Delaware line. They are a purchaser of property from Ulster Savings Bank for this project. They think the Kingston Rail Trail is a good project. They really like it. But they need to have access to their property, which currently they don't have. I was glad to hear Chris mention that that the plan is, where possible, to accommodate crossings, because this project, our project, needs that in order to be able to get to the property that's in behind. So for us, while we think the project is good, we have a couple of issues that we need to address. The first of which on this is that right now, the way the notice is written, there doesn't appear to be any access that's being provided. There's no description of it. It's just a meets and bounds description to show the area, but not the rights that are being acquired. We would like to have access. That this line has allowed crossings in multiple places across it. We would like to have the same thing for our project as well, so that we're able to get back there. But perhaps a bigger issue with this is we don't think the eminent domain should be necessary in this case, because right now we've got a very large section, not large, but roughly 3.3 acres that this acquisition is going to cover, and we'd be more than happy to trade that for access over the Ulster and Delaware line. Now, there's been a lot of conversation about whether or not that's possible. I've inquired of that with the county and been told so far that they were advised by the state and feds that it just wasn't a good idea. Don't do that. I haven't seen anything hard and fast that makes it a prohibition. They just seem to be a little skittish about it. This could be a very simple trade that could be done very expeditiously. There's been a lot of work that was done behind the scenes for the past couple of years between my client and the county and the bank. Got so far as to be drafting documents to make ready for you folks to look at, and it could be implemented fairly expeditiously. So we would like to see that happen in this case. I thank you for your time. I would like to enter a written statement with some exhibits. If I heard Chris right, I think we're up to number 9, but I'll let you tell us later. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next speaker is Steve Rice.
Good evening. My name is Steve Rice, Chairman Ronk, esteemed legislators. The D&H Canal Heritage Corridor Alliance Incorporated has been the steward of the section of trail called the Kingston Rail Trail in this project since 1990. We hold the operating agreements with Ulster Savings Bank, 1993, and Central Hudson, 1999, that keep the trail open for public use. I have served on the board for over 20 years and have been president for the last 10. The Kingston Rail Trail project is a critical link to the rest of the O&W Rail Trail, as it is the only car-free, mild-grade route from Hurley to Kingston. The demand for an improved trail in this section is something that needs to be addressed now. The current operating agreements no longer meet the needs of the trail. With increasing trail usage, this section of trail needs to be improved professionally to meet its potential. Completion of the Kingston Rail Trail project will make the Onondaga Rail Trail complete from Kingston to Accord, giving Ulster County a 15-plus mile car-free trail. More trail is planned and being built on the O&W in Rochester and Wilson. From Kingston to Ellenville, O&W Rail Trail is the goal. Development of a complete and welcoming trail in plain sight of the New York State Thruway could also be an excellent tourist draw for Ulster County. This is Project 29 in the, it's called Complete D&H Trail from Kingston to Hurley in the Ulster County Non-Motorized Transportation Plan of December 2008. And the Kingston Rail Trail Project will serve the greatest concentration of people on the corridor, and to move forward, we will need the full support of the legislature to develop the benefits of this trail improvement. Respectfully yours, Stephen Rice. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
The last speaker signed up is Carl Pizzino.
Thank you. Good evening. Yes, my name's Carl Pizzino. I am the chair of the O&W Coalition of Municipalities, which is a group we put together of the seven municipalities that run the entire length of the O&W from Kingston to Ellenville. So I would like to make this statement. To the Ulster County Legislature, subject, Kingston Rail Trail Project, PIN number 8758.04. Comments for the public hearing, December 11, 2018. The O&W Rail Trail Coalition of Municipalities, which represents seven municipalities along the O&W Rail Trail, strongly supports construction of the Kingston Rail Trail Project, PIN number 8758.04. Long a desire for easy, safe, contiguous access to the O&W Rail Trail, this approximately 1.8-mile stretch of trail from the city of Kingston through the town of Ulster into the town of Hurley, this project has now come into view with the potential for completion by the end of 2019. Two recent New York State trail studies have shown the continued high potential for trail user growth in the O&W Trail Corridor from Hurley to Marbletown and beyond. The addition of the Kingston Rail Trail Project will add a much-needed O&W trail at the Washington Avenue in Kingston, as well as provide access to the health, economic, cultural, and transportation benefits offered by a well-connected 14-mile northern section of the O&W Rail Trail in Ulster County. In addition, our beautiful Rondout and Esopus Valleys will be further exposed to the growing trend of regional agritourism via the O&W all the way through to the village of Ellenville, and will readily support walkers, hikers, runners, and bicyclists alike using our trail system. The coalition has championed this project since our inception in 2015. We heartily endorse the work of the Ulster County Planning Department and thank the legislature for its ongoing support of this critical project. We look forward to the growth of the trail user population for both local residents and tourists that will surely happen upon completion of this project. Thank you, and I signed this for the coalition myself. Thank you much for your time.
Thank you. That's our last speaker for the public hearing. Unless anybody else in the room would like to be heard. Hearing none, Legislator Litz.
I'll make a motion for adjournment, Mr. Chairman.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?